quality jobs that you mentioned. Let me go ahead and grab that for you.
Hey, Eddie, how are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. I'll try to make this as brief as I can. And I don't want to take much of your time. I mean, if it's something you like, we can move forward.
Yeah, we got to make this quick because I got a phone call appointment here real soon.
Yeah, no worries. Eddie, I know that you had, I plugged into the call and heard some of the conversation as far as you wanting to target just higher-end clientele. And I see that you're doing six-figure jobs, and I think that was pretty clear, you know, as far as what you're targeting. The other thing, you know, we work
yeah,
as
the
direct.
About it, Nancy, the thing about it is I don't target them. I don't go out here and go to door to door. I've never once in my life went door to door. I don't go chase anything. These six-figure jobs, they're calling me because of the network that people I know up here on this high-end construction, custom home building, and everybody up here that I've worked for over my entire life. They call me because they know that that I can take care of their roofs without a doubt, and they're not going to have any problems.
Yeah, you know what? That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing that, you know, people are reaching out to you. I mean, it goes to show, I mean, that not only would you be a premier and perfect candidate to be listed on Google, but, you know, it goes to show that people really like your work more than anything. I think people are quite satisfied if they're reaching out to you.
I've been trying to get on Google. I just want to get down to what it entails and how much it
perfect.
Costs.
All right. Then I'm going to cut to the chase here then. Okay.
Okay.
We've been in business 20 years, just so you know. Okay.
Okay.
This is what's included. I'm going to go straight. I'm going to skip the whole mumbo jumbo. It seems like you're a straight shooter. So, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, our pricing, I think you're going to think, not only are they extremely, on the lower end, but they're, well, anyways, putting you on the first page of Google is what we would do, right? So shelter restoration will come up on the first page. I know you currently don't have a website or you were working on one, if I didn't hear that correctly. But I send you a text message with a sample website, which is included in our service. Okay.
Okay.
So you should get a text message. Did you get that by any chance?
Well, I'm sure I did. I didn't look, but I had somebody putting all these accounts together for me. She was putting together Google Workspace would be the website, and our Google account would be, and then I got a Google domain. It was $12 a year. She had a Google Workspace set up for me, $14.40 a month, 14 days free, with added 10% earn a month, with promo. She tried to set me up on Angie's List. I don't really care about Angie's List. She set me up on some Instagram accounts and all that. I got all the paper in front of me. It said on my Google account, there's $5 in ARS when you spend $5, $500. That's for advertisement, I assume. This is all I got that set up.
Okay.
I've never actually got in here and
done anything
with it because, well, my problem is this, man. I run this entire thing. I don't have a secretary. I don't have anybody. So this right here always gets put to the left.
Okay. Okay. No, it's all good, man. I appreciate you being straight with me, right? And here's the bottom line. I mean, there's really no purpose of having a JVP, if your JVP, your Google Business Profile, is not being operated or run by anyone, your workplace, all of that, it doesn't matter because it's not being put in front of the right clientele. And I'm just being very honest with you, right? So what we would do, we would get you on that first page of Google, right? So your company will now appear as one of the top recommended companies on the first page. I send you a text message when you get a chance. It's a sample website. I don't know if you opened it or not, but it's a sample site. It says Greg's Roofing. And then you'll see that, you know, there's metal roofing, roof repairs, roof replacement, leak repairs. We would put pictures of your work, your guys, who you guys are, what you guys do, you know, the whole nine yards to make a very professional website for you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's already included. We will link your number onto the site, so the client just has to hit that little phone icon, and they'll be able to connect directly if they needed your service.
Okay.
We do the social media as well through Facebook, which is Meta. We will run ads through there, right? So not only will the customer find you on Google, they'll start, you know, they can see ads for shelter restoration. Yelp and Apple are the other services that we work with. Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. Our pricing is $249 a month, Eddie, for all the services that I just mentioned to you.
Okay.
Including your website, you know, and putting you on that first page.
Who manages the account?
Oh, we're going to manage it for you. You know, we're going to do all the back end work for you, right? I mean, our IT department and our operations team, they do all the back end work for you, right? Like you said,
so
you're too busy.
Yeah, that sounds great. You're going to handle all of your, everything you said, you're going to handle all those accounts for $249 a month. And now, does it go up at any point, or is that it?
No, that's a good question. So the only thing that you pay the first month, and this is for all new clients, is a $99 setup fee. But our flat rate sticks, right? It's $249. There's no hidden charges, and there's no contracts. So if
$249 a month. Now, what do you mean a $99 client setup fee?
It's a programming setup fee. So every client that jumps on board with us pays a $99 setup fee only the first month.
Oh, so I'm going to give you $249 plus a $99 setup fee.
Yes, that's the first month only. Okay.
Okay.
But every month is, even the first month is $249. The only difference is that the first month, a $99 setup fee applies.
Okay.
But
let me tell you, let's say I get 100 customers coming through this website. Does the rate go up?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay.
We're not Angie's List. We're not Home Advisor. You're dealing here directly with the premier partner.
Yeah, they've been
Google.
Blowing up my phone, and I'm not.
Yeah, those guys. I mean, I'm not one to badmouth other companies because I don't think that's how business should be done. But we work a lot different.
$249 a month, $99 setup fee for the first month, $249 a month after that. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you said there's no contract or nothing like that, but if I wanted
there's
to
no
keep
contract.
It, I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be, you know, $300 in 2 months. Let's just say my website starts getting traction and people are calling. I don't want to end up paying $500 a month in 3 months because it's been extremely successful.
No, once we get the ball rolling, Eddie, everything's going to be sent to you in writing. So
we can sign a contract that's going to say $250 a month.
We cannot sign a contract because we don't have contracts, Eddie. This is a month-to-month agreement, right? We've been doing this for 20 years, and the customers that we have, we don't bind them to be with us. They're with us, and we have thousands of customers nationwide. They're with us because
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, I know you're year or month to month thing, but you know, in 5 months, I don't want you to send me a thing saying, you know, with $299 a month now.
No, absolutely not. That $249 will stay, Eddie. We've had customers with us for 5 years, and they're still paying $249.
Okay, that sounds good. That's all I want to know. If you could put that somewhere in there, that
hey,
is
I will. Race, I will. I will. No worries. And what's your last name, Eddie?
Let's do it. Eddie Bray.
B-R-A-Y. B-R-A-Y. Okay. Do you have an email address?
Yeah, shelterindy@gmail.com.
Okay. Shelterindy. Spell that for me.
I-N-D-Y.
Okay. Shelterindy@gmail, you said?
ShelterIndy@gmail.com, yes.
Okay. And the clients can reach you at the number that we have here on file, which is a 317-599. Okay.
Yep, they sure can. And so now pictures, how do I get you these pictures? I tell you what, I don't know if it would help you, but I have, you guys sound like you're pretty tech savvy, right? I have a company cam set up. I have a company cam set up, okay? And it has thousands and thousands of pictures of jobs I've done, high-end. And if you guys want to go through that, I could link you to that.
Perfect. As long as you give us access, because, you know, when when we put them on Google, we want something that looks very nice, especially if you have good pictures.
Okay. And I've done some decorative metal roofs, standing seam metal roofs, high end custom homes. There's all kinds of nice stuff in there.
Well, Eddie, I'll tell you this, man. Not every roofer that I've heard of is doing six figure jobs. So I know you have to be doing something nice and pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, I just did a job a couple weeks ago, and I collected $120,000 off of it. It took me a week and a half, so that was a pretty good job.
Awesome. And then Eddie, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Is your first name Eddie or is it Edward?
It's Edward, but I go by Eddie.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm interested in this. As long as your 249 ain't gonna raise and you guys can manage all this stuff for me, I'm with it.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't want to get jobs down in Seymour, Indiana, and Bloomington, Indiana, and
I think you've been pretty crystal with me, brother, and I'm putting all that on the notes, and give me one second here. The other question that I had is on Google, when your company comes up on that first page of Google, what times did you want it to say that you're available to take phone calls? Is it Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
We're able to take calls. I'm able to take calls, we'll call it Monday through Saturday from 7 to, 8 p.m.
7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
We're closed on Sundays.
Closed Sundays, okay. Perfect.
You know, but there's also an emergency number. If there's an emergency, they can call my number any time of the day.
Okay, hold on. Give me one second. Emergency calls. Emergency calls accepted after work hours.
24/7.
24/7. At what number?
317-599-5483.
Okay. All right. I put that on there. Okay. I know this is a silly question, but I have to ask. Preferred language, English, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, 5483. Okay, roofing. And you do all type of roofs, correct?
Yep. Yeah, we're licensed for commercial roofing, but I've done some pretty big commercial jobs, but mainly we're doing new construction residential and pre-existing residential replacements. But the houses that I work on, these custom homes out here, you know, they're multi-million-dollar houses, and they want standing seam on parts of the roof. They want rubber roofs on parts of the house, asphalt shingles on another part of the house. So it's all over the place.
Okay, gotcha. Now, the other question, and I'm just going to take about another 5-10 minutes of your time. I'll get you off the phone. Tomorrow, Thursday, you'll get a call from our IT department. Those are the guys that do all the back-end work, Eddie.
Yeah.
What time tomorrow can they call you where you have, 30 or 40 minutes to spare?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's random. Yeah, I was in the middle of sending this this email out to an attorney out here in Noblesville. He has a big, massive house, too, and I need to show him my picture so we can get another job.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I've been on the phone all morning, man. You called me at a more relaxed time. Normally, I don't take these calls, but I'm willing to try something different.
Sounds good. All right, so you don't have an idea when they can call you because they need to go. You know, those are the guys that are going to collect all the information, the pictures.
If you want to take a note, tell them to text me first. Let them know who they are because if it's a number I don't know, I probably won't answer. So if there's a way they can text me and let me know that they're trying to get hold of me for this information, then I'll call them back.
Okay, perfect. But what time can I set? What time do you think you have available, or you think Friday will work better?
Nah, let's just do first thing in the morning tomorrow, about the same time you just called me.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. So let's do 10 a.m. All right, and then you don't currently have a Facebook, right? Because I'm putting on here that we're going to create a new one for you.
Well, I do, but we can create a new one because I didn't know what I was doing when I made that. It's under Shelter Restoration, and I didn't. Okay. I was trying, you know, but I'm not into all that, so I don't know.
Okay, no worries, stuff. No worries. And then the website that he did. Are we going to create a new one for you, or did you want to use the one you currently have going?
No, go ahead and create a new one. I think you guys are doing that. I don't even know what the hell this is. One of my buddy's daughters know how to do this. I paid her a lot of money to set all this up, and I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Yeah. The other question, from Indianapolis, I mean, how far are you willing to travel for a client? I mean, are you doing 10 miles? Are you trying to keep local? Are you going 30 miles? I mean, give me a better idea of what you're willing to travel to get a new client.
Well, let's just take it for a test drive. I live in Indianapolis. All my work is from Grice to Zionsville.
Okay.
You know, I live out towards Greenwood, honestly.
Okay.
So let's just do the Indianapolis and the surrounding counties, like you've said before. We'll take that.
Okay. So about 30 miles, is that good?
Let's see, 30. Let's just do 50.
50, okay. Stand by.
Yeah, because you got to think, if I'm over here towards Acton and I'm driving all the way out to Zionsville, that's quite a drive.
Correct. You're absolutely correct. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay. And I need a security question. If you ever call us, Eddie, or we ever call you, we need to verify this. Your mother's maiden name, you get to choose one. Your mother's maiden name,
that's
the city you were born in.
My mom's name.
Okay.
It's Davis. D-A-V-I-S.
Okay, Davis. If you want anyone to have access to your account, they would have to know that, okay, Davis? Eddie?
Yeah.
No. Okay, and you have access to that email address that you gave me, right? Because I'm going to send the confirmation there. And I have it's Shelty, S-H-E-L-T-E, Shelter, S.
Yeah,
go ahead.
ShelterIndy@gmail.com.
Yeah, okay, I was just going to say ShelterIndy@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. That's what I have. Okay. Perfect. I'm going to send you the confirmation there. Okay. And then regarding the payment, Eddie, we do take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express.
Okay.
Which one did you want to take use today?
We'll do Visa, but are you guys wanting to start it today?
Yeah, I have everything already ready to go. Everything's set up. That's why you're getting the phone call tomorrow from our IT department.
All right, I just want to be clear, it's $249 a month, it ain't going up,
That is absolutely correct. Keep in mind, this call is being monitored and recorded, and it's $249. The amount is not going up at all throughout the time that you're with us.
So you guys are going to set me up a Facebook page, Google the domain, website. All right, and if you guys,
you're going to manage it, right? Yes. I mean, imagine if you're paying us and then we're not managing it for you. That'd be horrible.
All right, good. You ready for my next card?
All right, go ahead.
All right, it's 4427.
Okay.
323. Oh, shit. I don't have that card with me. This is it. Hey, call me right back. I have to take this call.
Okay.
I have to talk to you a little bit. I do want to do it. I'll give you the payment, but this guy owes me like a crap ton of money.
I'll call you back in about 10 minutes. Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.